Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Dharma Code. Today, we're diving deep into a powerful practice that can literally transform your life. Cultivating emotional awareness and intelligence. Think about it. Your emotions are like an intricate symphony playing within you. There's joy soaring high, sadness whispering softly, anger rumbling like thunder, and peace humming beneath it all. But how often do we truly listen to this symphony? How often do we acknowledge each note, each nuance, without judgment or resistance? This isn't about becoming a human emotion detector or analyzing every fleeting feeling. It's about cultivating a gentle, compassionate understanding of the emotional landscape within you. It's about recognizing that your emotions are not your enemy. They are messengers, guides, teachers. Each one holds valuable information about your needs, your desires, your experiences. Often, we try to suppress or ignore our emotions, pushing them down into some dark corner of our minds. But that only creates a build-up of pressure, leading to outbursts, unhealthy coping mechanisms, and even physical ailments. Imagine trying to hold back a river with your bare hands. It's exhausting, futile, and ultimately destructive. Emotional intelligence isn't about mastering your emotions, it's about befriending them. It's about acknowledging their presence, understanding their triggers, and learning how to navigate them with grace and wisdom. So, how do we begin this journey of self-discovery? How do we cultivate this emotional awareness and intelligence within ourselves? It starts with a simple yet profound shift in perspective. Seeing your emotions not as something to be feared or controlled, but as valuable allies on your path. Let's explore some practices that can help us embark on this journey. First, make space for stillness. Take a few moments each day to simply observe your breath, noticing the rise and fall of your chest, the gentle expansion of your belly. This simple act of mindfulness helps quiet the chatter of the mind and allows you to tune into the subtle whispers of your emotions. As you breathe, ask yourself, what sensations am I feeling in my body? Where do I feel tension or lightness? What emotions are present right now? Be honest with yourself. There's no need to judge or analyze. Just observe. Next, practice naming your emotions. Instead of saying I feel bad, get specific. Are you feeling frustrated, disappointed, anxious, or perhaps a mix of emotions? When we put a name to our feelings, we begin to understand them better. It's like giving each emotion its own unique space and allowing it to exist without judgment. Third, explore the root cause. Once you've identified an emotion, ask yourself, what triggered this feeling? Was it a specific event, a thought pattern, or perhaps a bodily sensation? Sometimes our emotions are triggered by external factors, but often they stem from deeper beliefs or unresolved issues within ourselves. Fourth, cultivate self-compassion. Remember that you're human, and it's perfectly okay to experience a range of emotions, both positive and negative. Be kind to yourself, offer yourself the same understanding and support you would offer a dear friend. Instead of berating yourself for feeling sad or angry, acknowledge those feelings with gentleness and say, it's okay to feel this way. I'm here for myself. Finally, practice emotional regulation techniques. There are many different strategies that can help you manage your emotions effectively. Deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, mindfulness meditation, and journaling are all powerful tools that can help you gain control over your emotional responses. Now, let's take a moment to visualize the benefits of cultivating emotional awareness. Imagine yourself walking through life with a newfound sense of clarity and calm. You notice your emotions as they arise without judgment or resistance. You understand their triggers and allow them to flow through you like gentle waves. Picture yourself navigating challenging situations with grace and resilience. Instead of reacting impulsively, you take a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and respond from a place of clarity and wisdom. Feel the sense of empowerment that comes from knowing yourself on a deeper level. Remember, this journey is a lifelong process. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop exploring the depths of your emotional world. You are capable of remarkable things when you embrace your emotions with courage and compassion. Go forth and shine your light brightly. Carry this mantra with you today. I am aware, I am understanding, I am in control. Until tomorrow, my friends, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.